Hey, greetings. This is Jim at DontPerish.com, John 4, 24 Radio. Hey, got the Word of God right here for you. I want to bring up a topic today, the prodigal son. A man called me, wanted to talk about security in the faith. And one of the topics that came up and I brought up was the story of the prodigal son from Luke 15. And this man was struggling with people that are born again and then people that turn away from the faith. He said, it doesn't seem possible that you could be born again, then turn away, then come back again. And we began to discuss many different topics. And one of the things I led him to was Luke 15. And the Word of God warns in many places that we must remain in faith, stay in the faith, endure in the faith. But I want to take him to Luke 15. If you've ever wondered, well, the prodigal son, did he leave the father? Was he lost when he left the father? And did he come back again in repentance? And did he find life again in the father? Well, we know the story all through there. He left his father, said he wanted his inheritance. He left the father. The other son stayed with the father. And when the son that had left repented and came back, the father rejoiced. And the other son was kind of jealous. And I want to read to you at the end, Luke 15, 32, kind of answers the question for us. Did that son leave? And was he dead? He was alive with the father. Then he left. He was dead, but then he repented and came back. And what happened? Here's what it says, Luke 15, 32. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again and was lost and is found. Hey, that's pretty clear right there. He was with the father. He was alive. He left into sin. Apparently, he left that life, so he would have been dead. He repented, he came back to the Father, and was made alive again. Yeah, that goes with all the scriptures. Jesus says, endure in the faith in Matthew 10. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, you have the hope of the gospel if you remain and cling to the gospel. So don't let Calvinistic ways and false man-made religion all over the place deceive you. You must remain in the faith. You must remain with the Father, lest you be dead in your trespasses. Once saved, always saved is a lie. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching blog. Look up an article, Once Saved, Always Saved. We give you lots of scripture to show you just that. You must remain in the Father as fruit that you're of Him, born of Him, not works. Although works do show your fruit, don't they? They show your faith. And you don't want to be like the Son. He was with the Father. He left. Was dead in his sins, came back and found life again through repentance. If you do leave, we pray you come back. Check out don'tperish.com, our teaching blog, John 4:24 audio, our videos, all there to help you in the biblical gospel, the true New Testament body, and of course, exposing the false ways, man-made religion. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.